For those who have ever only been alone, at least for short, yet uninterrupted periods of time, they'll nod in assent, hearing that one becomes truly unaware of what constitutes the essence of loneliness. They become utterly ignorant in that they've grown miserable, distraught, unassuming, and impossible to broker or persuade. They lose sight of just how lonely they actually are, and that they've been this way for quite some time. If asked, they'll predominantly respond with one of many stocked or canned responses. First of all, and the most likely of the lot, they'll firmly deny any and all associations with lonely or isolationist behavior, which they'll follow up by trying to back up their position with intelligently stated retorts, often stemming from numerous directions, but all pretty much along the lines of simple coincidental affiliations. To these, the many traits that are generally applied and labeled upon those individuals that society as a whole considers too reserved, too nomadic in character, or having qualities that they associate and believe are too steeped amidst their own definitions of what loneliness offers. There's much to be made about the ways societal norms can sway the mindsets of others in their own community, or the communities at large, larger than their own for that matter. But these people in question, and those doing the questioning, they can be persuaded to think certain ways, depending on how questions and tone of the questions are phrased and given. Most oftentimes, though, I've found these blanket assessments from outsiders to be, at its politest, generally uninformed in every sense of the word, thus nullifying any qualifications or credibility they may try to bring up or possess. Heck, one could toss in displacement or transference theory of the questioner's own affliction, how they see themselves, especially when it comes to those judging or creating confounded definitions upon others. Yet, as I've mentioned, this is not the time or place to fully submerge ourselves in such tangencies. So we reverse gears slightly and return to where our discussion veered astray.